Quality sound check. Host line.
Quality sound check. Participant line.
Quality sound check. Quality sound check. Host line.
Quality sound check. Screen line.
Hi, this is Andrea with support. Is there a screener on the line?
Yeah, this is Erin.
Okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Just remember, click on the I next to your name, and you will be all set.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, this is Andrea with support. Is there a screener that just joined the line?
Yes.
What was your name?
CJ.
Okay. Great. And do you have any questions about anything?
No, I don't. Okay, never mind. Yeah, it's just the same as last time, right?
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Yep, it is. And if you guys have any questions, just let me know in the chat box.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hi, this is Andrea with support. Is there a host on the line?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, I'm in the host line here. I'm not the actual host of the call, but I just wanted to dial in and make sure it worked okay.
Okay. Great. Will anyone be on this phone line?
Yes. Paul Allen is going to be our host.
Okay.
And our head coach, Leslie Frazier.
Okay, great. So they will both be on this phone line?
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I take that back. I have another phone here for our coach to dial in. Should I dial that one up as well?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. And your name was Andrea?
Yes.
All right. Hi, Paul. Good. How are you doing? Andrea, I'm going to switch headsets here and go to the one I just dialed in.
Okay.
It's got a 3, 4, 6, 8, 0. See the other one pop up, Andrea?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So that'll be
okay,
Coach Frazier, this last one, and the one I'm talking on right now is Paul Allen.
Oh, the one you're on right now?
Correct, yes.
Okay, I'm going to switch them then. And do they both have headsets that they're on? Sorry, I didn't catch that last part. You said, did they both have headsets?
Yes, yep, they'll both have headsets.
Okay, great. All right, perfect.
And I'll keep Paul off the phone because he's kind of a jokester here before we get going. We have about 7
okay.
minutes, is that right? Or?
Yeah, we can begin dialing because our scheduled start time is about 10 minutes out. So we can dial in about 7 and
yeah,
go live right on time.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Do you want me to put this on mute now for the time being? Or?
Sure. If you want, you can just set it down, whatever you want to do.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Andrea, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. How far before we start calling?
I have 56 after. We can start dialing now if you'd like.
Yeah. How about maybe wait another minute, and I'll put I'll go ahead and put Paul on the headset who will host the call.
Okay. I'll start dialing in a minute, and I'll just let you know in the chat box.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Check, 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 check. Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm okay, ma'am. Thank you. What's your name?
I'm Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. I'm Paul.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Okay, we're going to start dialing here in just a minute.
Excellent.
And we should be ready to go live in about three or so.
Andrea, can you hear me? This is Leslie Frazier.
Yes, I can hear you.
Leslie.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go, Gil. There you go.
All right, and we are starting to call out now, so our participants should be joining in a couple of minutes here.
Excellent. Which one is the cough again? This one?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me now? Ma'am, can you hear me?
Excellent, it works. Oh, under the radar. Those two numbers. Love them. Friday night.
Oh.
Am I right?
Yes.
I'm right about that one, aren't I?
Yes.
Yes, two in a row.
Yes. Back-to-back weeks. See if we can make it three in a row.
Best one, any conditions he's ever had.
Yes.
That last game.
He did good.
Yep. Cool.
Yep.
See, I think I got this thing figured out. I'm trying to get your countdown.
You're a personnel guy now.
I'm trying to get your countdown. So does Ellison, do you bunch tight ends and backs when you count?
We are.
This is all off the deal. Okay, so that's one number. Why are you smiling? Be happy that I care this much.
Yeah.
I'm the voice of the first training camp meeting. Come on.
This is good.
All right.
This conversation is what you bring up is one of those we've been having.
Would you dare keep that many DBs?
We would dare.
You would
if
dare.
Good enough.
Okay, but that's that's an outlandish number.
Did I give anything away here?
No, but that's an outlandish number.
That's an outlandish number.
But we don't want to have to deal with, like, what happened last year.
We don't want to go through that.
There we go. See, I'm seeing it clearly.
But then it puts in perspective. It's not outlandish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you remember a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
CA. More than just the voice of the Vikings.
I love the team, man. That's my hobby, trying to figure that stuff out it would be no fun if I asked you for the direct answer. It's more fun
figuring it
the
out.
The puzzle.
Going around.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
that's when I watch games I try to be the amateur personnel guy.
Yeah. That's good.
I love it.
Sorry to interrupt you guys. We have a screener that just dialed in. Can I get your name?
Mike.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Just want to label your line.
Hi, Robert. How are you? Good.
And then we can go live whenever you guys are ready. We have quite a few participants waiting on the line.
Excellent. All right.
Okay. I will count you down from three. After you hear the prompt, music hold ended, then you're live.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Have a great call. Here we go.
Thank you.
In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's going on, Vikings season ticket owners, and welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum event. I'm Paul Allen. I do the radio play-by-play for the Vikings and also privileged enough to call the games on television during the preseason. And what a wonderful performance Friday night provided against maybe one of the sneaky, better AFC teams this year, the Buffalo Bills. We're going to talk about that. We're going to take your questions for head coach Leslie Frazier, who is going to join us momentarily. And this event, by the way, is exclusive to season ticket owners and sponsors. Now, remember, during the course of the call, press *3 on your dial pad if you have a question for Minnesota Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier. Once again, *3, and you can formulate a question for our head coach, Leslie Frazier. We're going to take multiple questions for him during the course of the call, and we welcome Leslie Frazier to the conversation now. Beautiful day today, sir, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me, Paul. Looking forward to getting a chance to chat with some of our fans.
The third preseason game's coming up. You so far through two, I would imagine you look at two compared to one as dramatic improvement by some, overall improvement by many. But the third preseason game, that's pretty close to a regular season atmosphere, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, we try to use this week as a dress rehearsal to how we're going to do things during the season, all the way from our meeting times to the way we structure our meetings to the practices. We're trying to simulate what we would do once we get into a regular season. And, of course, as you know, this is a big week for a lot of players on our team. Our first cut day happens after the San Diego game, so it's an important time for a lot of members of our team.
And you have good problems this year. I mean, it's not necessarily good for those involved who may have to pack up and leave, but, I mean, it's the reality of the profession individuals choose where you have speed and depth in places that you have not had really the last couple of years, correct?
You're exactly right. We've got better competition across the board than I can remember in the past, which is good for our team. It's created a situation where practices have been more spirited, and it showed up as we tried to prepare for each ball game that we have. And this week will be no different because of what's at stake. I mean, it'll be high-energy practices. A lot of guys really working as hard as they can to make this team.
Once again, if you have questions for Minnesota Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier, please join. We want to take as many as possible. You join by pressing *3 on your dial pad. It is *3 on your dial pad. Was it as apparent to you and everybody else on the sidelines the jump and the energy the team had simply by being home compared to traveling on the road for the first preseason game?
Yeah, I would imagine that attributed some to it, you know, going out to San Francisco first preseason game, then coming back home. Just the way our guys came out with a ton of energy and did everything that we asked them to do in pregame. We had talked about coming out and being able to finish on offense and execute on defense, and I thought our starters did a great job of getting things going for us the way they did. So it was a great start for our football team. It was great to see Blair Walsh and our special teams do well. It was just a good night overall.
So many good things to talk about. Let's talk to some of the season ticket owners and or sponsors. And on behalf of Coach Frazier and the Minnesota Vikings organization, we all thank you for your dedication and belief in this team by becoming a season ticket owner. We think you're going to see a very good product this year. You saw it last Friday night, specifically with quarterback Christian Ponder, and we're going to chat about him momentarily. The first one to join us is Britt Emanuel. Britt Emanuel, welcome to the season ticket owner forum.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
What's going on? Got Leslie Frazier here.
Hello, Coach.
Hey,
I
how
had
you
a
doing,
question.
Britt?
I'm well, thank you. I really appreciate the integrity you seem to bring to our team. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But I had a question about Adi Cole. He looked really good against San Francisco, and we were out of town on Friday. We weren't able to watch the game, but my daughters came back talking about Adi Cole. Where is he at in the lineup? Is he still in the hunt for third, maybe second, or could he possibly fight for a starting position with Brinkley?
Well, he had a fantastic finish to our game on Friday night. I mean, to have back-to-back interceptions in the span of the time that he did, Paul, I mean, that was incredible. And it's something we were teasing him after the game, Brent, that, you know, his phone call to his mom and dad after the game to tell them, hey, guess what I did? You just can imagine his parents' face. But the way he's coming along, he's competing for a roster spot for sure, being a seventh-round pick. But he's also competing to move up on the depth chart. So he has a chance, based on how he performs in these next two games, to possibly move up on the depth chart. So we'll see how it goes. But so far, he's done a very good job.
And you being a defensive player by trade, DB's coach for Indy, defensive coordinator here, now head coach, it's something that I've heard you talk about for the last 2 years, but you've really ramped it up this year about creating turnovers. If you get to the end zone, obviously that's great, but, you know, really in fairness to the conversation, Leslie, with 50 sacks, I think we might have gone 11 in a row last year without an interception, which is just one of the craziest things that you're going to see. So you've been preaching turnovers so much this offseason. Does it matter to you if it happens early in the game or late in the game, just as long as it happens?
Yeah, it doesn't matter when it happens. I mean, you're right. We're constantly talking about turnovers, creating turnovers. You can see our guys in games, you know, trying to strip the football in football games and then coming up with interceptions like Audi came up with. But it's something that we have really challenged our players to be conscious of, and we want what we're trying to do in practice to carry over the games. And so when it does happen, whether it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter, you know, we're thrilled because we believe when you get those turnovers, they come in bunches at times. So
yep.
We want to build that and build that confidence that we can be a team on defense that can create turnovers.
Season ticket owners and sponsors, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum. This is an exclusive event for season ticket owners and sponsors. Minnesota Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier is here. I'm Paul Allen. And if you would like to contribute a question to be addressed by the head coach, we want to remind you to press *3 on your dial pad. Wabi will get you all screened up, and then we will get it in the mix with the head coach, Leslie Frazier. Next to join us, Mike Hansen. Mike Hansen, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Paul. Thanks so much for taking my call. And, Coach, it's a pleasure to be on with you as a Trinity alum myself.
All right.
It's
awesome.
Been very fun to watch your career. So, my excitement for this season has completely amped up. We lost so many close games last year. I don't feel as a team that the Vikings are as far away as many of the national pundits would say. And with the young talent, wondering if you could comment on some of your optimism.
Well, Mike, I share your sentiments. You know, we try not to read too much about what others predict will happen to us. We're working as hard as we can to try to improve our team, and that's the way we approach this entire offseason. And our guys have really bought into that, working as hard as they can to improve across the board. You can see that in our young quarterback, how he's improving. Our offensive line is really coming together. I think the change that we made on defense with Alan Williams and some of the new acquisitions that we acquired in the draft and free agency as well has created some optimism within our team to the point where although the prognosticators have their direction where they think we should go, you know, we're of the belief that we're gonna improve. We're gonna be an improved football team, and so we're working that way, and we're looking forward to our game on Friday night because it gives us another chance to evaluate our talent, evaluate our team, and what we're doing. But we're optimistic about being a team that will compete this season for a lot more than what people think.
Another question for head coach Leslie Frazier, Steve Fetzik. Steve Fetzik, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum.
Hi, Coach. Really
Hi,
like
Steve.
The direction you're bringing the team.
Thank you.
And my question is, how is Jasper Brinkley progressing after last season's injury, and is E.J. Henderson still an option if he doesn't come along quite as quickly as expected?
Well, Steve, with Jasper, he's beginning to come along. He struggled early in camp, and a lot of it had to do with the fact, as you know, he didn't play at all last season, and then he wasn't able to go through our offseason program with his teammates doing OTAs. So he really had been out of football and really been in active situations for almost a year. So it was a little bit of a transition when we got down to Mankato and we started going live in situations where he really had to make plays. So he was a little bit tentative. But over the last week or so, we're beginning to see some of the things we need to see from him that we knew were there. But because of the injuries, he was holding back a little bit. But he's getting past that. So we're confident that he'll continue to improve, and we're optimistic that he's going to have a good season for us. In regards to EJ, I'm not sure what his situation is at this point. He was a great player for us for a long, long time, but we're still of the mindset that Jasper is going to be our middle linebacker. We're going to give him a chance to show us that he's capable of doing it.
What are some things you need to see from him that you're starting to see?
I think that burst, Paul, that he had before, you know, his strength is really being able to hit people. And he was working more lateral than downhill in some of the things that we were doing. And that's not Jasper. You know, he's been a guy who's been a thumper. And we're beginning to see a little bit more of that. He's turning loose a little bit with his speed. He's showing his quickness that he had before. And part of that tentativeness was, you know, if I burst, am I going to re-injure something? And
yep.
Am I going to pull my groin again, you know? But he's getting past it. He's gaining more confidence in his legs and his body, and that's good for our team.
Jason, you are next on the Vikings Fan Forum with Leslie Frazier. Jason, hello.
How you doing, Coach?
Good. How are you, Jason?
Really good. My question is, with Adrian getting healthy and getting ready to come back for week one, are we going to use Toby more in the offense too?
Oh, yeah. Toby has shown that he's more than capable of carrying the load. He did a good job for us in Adrian's absence a year ago. So we have a lot of confidence in Toby. And, you know, we all have our fingers crossed in believing that Adrian is going to make it back and be the Adrian that we remember. And he's making great progress in practice. But we have a lot of confidence that Toby can do the job as Adrian works himself back into all-pro capability.
Toby catches it pretty well, too, doesn't he?
He does. He catches the ball well out of the backfield. That's one of his strengths. I mean, we are well aware of what he can do with the ball in his arms. I mean, he breaks tackles like no other. And
yep.
He's an excellent receiver as well. So, and he's a smart football player. He's a good blocker. He's a good all-around back that a lot of people don't know about.
Are we a run-first team or a more balanced team? I know you want to throw more than you did last year. Thus, the left tackle. Left tackle goes to left guard. Bigger expectations for the right tackle in a contract year. Carlson, Rudolph without the hamstring, Simpson's 4-3. Reading between the lines, it's clear you want to throw more, but are the Vikings still a run-first team?
Yeah, I think anytime you have what we consider the best running back in pro football and Adrian Peterson in your backfield, and as I mentioned, we're expecting Adrian to come back and be the player that we remember. And with Toby coming along as well as he has and showing that he can carry the load, we don't want to get away from being able to run the football, although in our league it's become much more one-dimensional than it used to be when it comes to passing the football.
Yeah.
We feel like we can run the football and be a balanced football team and still win. And but the evolution and the involvement of Christian helps us to be able to, you know, open it up a little bit in the passing game, but we want to be a run-first team.
You know, I know coaches talk about the, quote, vanilla, end quote, approach to the preseason. And, you know, there are going to be some plays, obviously, you use in the preseason that you will use in the regular season. It may not be the full arsenal, but the 19-yard pass to Toby Gerhardt, that's my favorite play of the preseason so far. And I, of course, was at the San Francisco game where Christian looked left and then swung back and found Burton, 52, on San Francisco's one defense. So that's a good play. But correct me if I'm wrong here. The thing I liked most about Toby is when he went out to the right, he sold one thing, came darting across the middle. Christian hit him in stride, but the concept from Bill Musgrave with that play had Rudolph down the field pulling, you know, making the safeties try to figure out what was going on. Then you get a linebacker with a tailback, and it was a great mismatch.
Yeah, it was a well-designed play, something that we worked on quite a bit in practice, and Bill had talked about how we wanted to execute that with our offense. And Christian and Toby, you know, really connected in that situation. But part of why that play was successful, we had good protection, and you're right. Cal, he's at a point now where he's beginning to attract people's attention because a lot of people know that Christian likes to get the football to Cal. But in that instance, Toby was able to beat a linebacker one-on-one, became a big play for us, and that just shows you what he can do once he catches the football. There is some yards after catch with Toby.
Will it get even better when John Carlson comes back?
We'd like to think so. I mean, that's one of the reasons we acquired him this offseason. You know,
yep.
He has great hands. He's been a terrific pass-receiving tight end in our league, and we expect him back by that season opener at the minimum, but we may get him back before then.
Excellent.
But we're counting on John to be a factor in our offense.
Gene Brennan, you're with head coach Leslie Frazier. It's the Vikings Fan Forum. Hello, Gene.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Coach.
Hey.
The offense looks pretty good this year. The development of, obviously, Christian Ponder and the new wide receivers, there seems to be a lot of exciting. I saw the game Friday. It was awesome. How do you attribute that to your new offensive coach, Bill Musgrave, and how has he developed?
I think Bill and our entire offensive staff, they've done a great job this offseason of spending time with Christian and the rest of our players on offense and really – you know, getting them more acclimated with how we want to run our offense and what the expectations are. And the off season has been so good for our offense and for our team. For Christian, for Percy Harvin, for Kyle, for those guys to be in the building, to be able to watch tape of themselves, to be able to practice with one another. I mean, it was sorely needed for us, and it's showing up in the way we're playing. Training camp has been great, but the maturity of our offense, you have to credit Bill and the rest of our offensive staff.
Bob Kunze, Bob K., welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum, and here's Leslie Frazier.
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
Nice
enjoyed our first two games and look forward to the rest of the year. Mine is not really a question, but just a real big thank you. You've put on a nice pass, punt, and kick operation for Special Olympics, and I don't know if our fellow season ticket holders know how accommodating and the one thing where you lined up 50 Special Olympic kids, and you gave them T-shirts, and you sent the players over with their markees, and they ran down between them, in front of them, back them, and signing their names.
Mm.
It was something that it touched me as your players were very accommodating, and even your stars, Ponder was posing for pictures, Matt was holding up kids. I just wanted to share that this is what your team is, and that's a real reflection of you, Coach.
Well, I really appreciate you pointing that out. We've got some very talented players on our team, obviously, but these guys have big hearts, and the public doesn't always get a chance to see that. But they really want to help people. They realize they've been very, very blessed with a tremendous talent. But thank you for pointing that out.
Chris Walsh, not that Chris Walsh, Chris Walsh to talk about Blair Walsh. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? It's Chris Walsh, number 81, not the same as the classic receiver
special
and special teams player.
Yeah, he was good.
But,
he's down in Arizona, though, and I saw you got a 612 area code here, so I knew that we were good.
But I'm excited to have another Walsh on the team now, Blair Walsh.
Yeah.
And he kicked well Friday. I was at the game. And I'm just wondering, Coach Frazier, how you feel have you seen him in bad weather conditions, say Green Bay or Soldier Field, those type of cold weather conditions? How do you think he's going to do?
Well, Chris, he has a very strong leg. We put him through a bunch of different tests prior to drafting him, and the same thing in practice, both here at Winter Park and even at Mankato. Now, he has not been in conditions where it's been snow. He hasn't had to kick in those situations yet, but because of the strength of his leg and how talented he is, we think he'll fare very well if he's put in those adverse conditions. So we have complete confidence in Blair. He's shown that he has the mental toughness to succeed in our league in just about any conditions, and we look forward to him just having a great career here in Minnesota.
You have a number on touchbacks? I mean, obviously you're hoping to score more than you did last year. I think we averaged 21 a game. We had 19 last year, 28th in the league. And conversely, now granted the Saints were more explosive, but I think they might have had 61 or something like that. From 19, do you have a touchbacks number that you would like to get to this year, or are you just going to let it play out?
Well, what we try to quantify for us, Paul, is drive starts.
Yeah.
Our goal is to keep people inside the 20, and that's our goal on kickoffs. And if we can get that accomplished, we feel like it's going to make it a lot more difficult for offenses to go 80 yards as opposed to drive starts at the 35 to 40 like we've had in the past. And
yeah.
And Blair's proven that out in the preseason. It's been great for us, and you notice that 17 points in the first game, 14 points in the second game. It's helped our defense. So drive starts, that's a big deal in our league.
First offense, knock on wood, first offense I don't think has led to a punt. I don't think we've had to punt with the first offense so far, correct?
That's correct. You know, that's pretty impressive. Kristen's done a great job of leading our team, and you know, we've been able to make some big plays all along. So it bodes well. Now, this will be a big test for us coming up against San Diego. They've got a pretty good defense. They made some changes on their defense. But so far, so good for our offense.
Leslie, with Blair Walsh, correct me if I'm wrong here, but say a drive stalls at the 40, a field goal could be in play in the right conditions, even, you know, legitimately feeling like from 57 or 58 you have a fair shot if you're indoors or in the right conditions, correct?
You're exactly right. We've seen him fall, hit field goals from 65, 66
really?
In practice, which is incredible. And so when we get to the 40, we think we're just about where we need to be. So 35 is probably the point for us, but even at the 40, we feel like we have a chance with him.
Blair Walsh, 5 field goals on Friday night in a victory over the Bills. It's a Vikings fan forum. I'm Paul Allen. Happy to be joined by Minnesota Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier. If you would like a question submitted, Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com, get you screened up. And you can do that by pressing *3 on your dial pad. *3 on your dial pad. And on behalf of the Vikings, thank you for the tremendous response today. A lot of season ticket owners and sponsors out there taking in the Vikings fan forum. Clearly a lot of excitement up to the September 9th regular season and home opener against the Jaguars. Next is Gary Mills. Gary Mills, welcome to the fan forum.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Hey. Hi, Gary.
I was at the game Friday, and I'll tell you what, it was a fabulous game. I wasn't the one that was throwing those magazines up in the air.
Okay.
We had fun. We had fun, and I'll tell you what, there's excitement. On my way home, I stopped to get gas in Rochester. I had my jersey on. Guys were coming up to me. Boy, they watched the game on TV, and boy, the Vikings look good. So we're coming. We're coming.
Great.
And I was in church on Sunday, Viking jerseys in church. So I mean, people are excited. That was a
good.
Fabulous game. I thought your coaching staff did an excellent job, and I congratulate you for that.
I guess
my question is, I love Christian Ponder. I think he's doing a great job, and I also like Joe Webb.
Yes.
So my question is, are you going to be able to get Joe Webb in there with the Wildcat? And he's such an explosive player. I just feel like we have to get him in the ball game.
Oh, great,
well,
the Blazer.
You had to bring out the Blazer, yeah.
Jeez.
But, you know, you're right. Joe is an explosive player. He's shown what he's capable of doing, especially when he scrambles out of the pocket. I mean, the run that he had on Friday night, I mean, we were surprised they played that coverage when Joe's in the game, and he just took off and made big plays, which is what he's capable of doing. We made a commitment to leave him at quarterback throughout the preseason just to see if he can truly develop at the quarterback position. And so far, he's shown us that he's getting better, he's improving, and you know, we're not going to say that we'll get away from maybe sprinkling him in certain situations over the course of the season other than quarterback. But for now, Gary, I really think it's best to let him concentrate on quarterback and try to develop at that position.
If Blazer were a horse last year, there was probably a time you put him out to pasture, right?
Probably so.
Tendons came up bad, and he just needed a rest.
Yes.
Leslie Frazier, Paul Allen, Vikings Fan Forum. Speaking of quarterbacks, Robert Rustvold. Robert Rustvold, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum. Robert? Hey, Robert.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you? Thanks
Great.
For the call.
We won on Friday night.
I had a question. I said that Ponder was doing real good, and wondering if they'd settled on the backup, the second place, or was just some discussion on that. But very confident in Ponder, and is that second place set yet?
Hey, Robert, first of all, on behalf of the organization, thank you for being a season ticket owner since 1961. That's fantastic.
Wow.
Backup quarterback.
Thank you, Robert, for your loyalty to our organization. In regards to the backup quarterback situation, right now Joe Webb is running with the second team, and he's really doing a good job. There's some things that we want to see him, some areas we want to see him grow in as a backup quarterback. But we think if we got in a situation where Joe had to get in the game, we'd be confident that he could help us to win that game. So Joe right now, he's our second string quarterback, and we got a couple other guys vying for that third spot as well.
What about my guy, McLeod John Baltazar Bethel Thompson? Sweet arm, quick delivery, and a superstar name.
I gotta remember that name you just gave him so I can repeat it for him. But
is he playing okay?
He is. He's playing
good.
Very well.
I love
we like
him.
We like the progress he's making, and he's a guy to watch for sure.
Yeah. Next we have Eric Hansen. Eric Hansen with Coach Leslie Frazier on the Vikings Fan Forum. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Coach, you're doing a wonderful job, first of all, is what I want to say. I've been listening to these calls, and everyone's talking offense. I'm a very defensive-oriented person. So my question to you, Coach, is how do you feel our secondary is going to do this year against a passing league like it is?
Well, you're right. It really has become a passing league without question. And we made some acquisitions, Eric, with some different people in the draft along with some free agents that we signed who we think are going to help bolster our secondary. That was an area where we really wanted to improve. We've got better competition there now than I can ever remember. And the guys are fighting for spots, and we think we're going to be much, much improved, which should in turn help our defense be much improved. So we'll learn a lot about our secondary this week against the San Diego Chargers, who have an offense that can really score some points, and they like to throw the football down the field. So we'll learn a little bit more about our secondary this week.
Christian Ponder stepped in the Buffalo Bills game from the 49ers game. What was most positive after you watched the game back via film?
You know, one of the things that we've harped on from April 23rd when we all got together as a group right through training camp was our efficiency on first and second down, throwing the football. And our goal is to be at 75%.
Ooh.
And actually on Friday night, we were 80% with our starters. So Christian exceeded expectations, which bodes well for our offense. And that's one of the reasons we've been able to move the football as effectively as we have because of his success in early downs throwing the football. It keeps us from being behind the eight ball on third down. So he's been very, very impressive in early downs, which you know should equate to points as we continue into the season.
I think Drew Brees was 70% on first and second down last year, so 75. I mean, is that a high? That's obviously high end, but are you saying if you can get close to it, that's what you're looking for?
Well, that's our goal, to be
wow.
You know, 3 out of 4 on first and second down. And
yeah.
If we're able to do that, you know, we're going to be a much improved team.
But I would imagine you want to get it done without everything being short. I mean, you can go short, maybe even short intermediate, and get to 75, but you want to stretch it too, correct?
There are going to be times we're going to stretch the field for sure,
yeah.
And that's one of the reasons we required Jerome Simpson to be able to do that. And, you know, we have some other ways to stretch the field as well. But Jerome, Devin Roachman do, we got some ways to get it downfield.
Jerome's a terrific athlete, not that I need to tell you that, but in the Niners game when he had that drop after watching that back, he brings that in. He might have gone. And then we saw in the Buffalo game, forget leaping over Jairus Byrd, it's just his top-end speed. He's just deceptive with the way he starts, and then all of a sudden he just glides.
No, he's fun to watch. You know, he's so acrobatic on the football field, and with his speed, you're right, it's a little bit deceptive. You think he's just coasting, all of a sudden he's behind everybody. So he's going to be a great addition to our team.
Jeff Carroll. Jeff Carroll, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum with head coach Leslie Frazier. Hello, Jeff Carroll.
Hi, Coach Frazier. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. Thanks for calling in.
My question is, I'm old school, and the offensive line, not only do I go to every game, but I have the games taped. Then I set it home, and I go through each individual tape, look at it, and grade it out myself.
Wow.
First question I got. Was on the offensive line, did you change with the new offensive or with the new line coach the blocking? Are you guys going away from the zone blocking? You're going back to man to man. And the second thing is, on the grading, when I sit and I watch, I know the offensive line is new. You know, I know Khalil's done great in college, but sometimes I always think back to the old days of Tony Mandridge. But Khalil looks pretty good, but the rest of the offensive line, how is your offensive line coach grading them out after a couple games and camp so far?
You know, with the first question, you're right. We did make some changes with our blocking scheme when we made the change with the offensive line coach. And we probably do man block a little bit more in the run game, especially a little bit less zone blocking, which tells me that you truly watch the tape to be able to identify that, which is good. And we have graded our players, you know, in every ball game, and we're pleased with the way our offensive line is coming together. And they've graded out, you know, pretty high in these first two games. We've had some situations that have come up where we know we have to improve, which is why you have the preseason, so you can identify some potential weaknesses and try to improve on those. And there are some things from the Buffalo game as well as the San Francisco game that once we graded the tape, we felt like we needed to improve at. And we'll see if we can get a little bit better this week when we play San Diego. But you're right. We have changed a few things that we think are going to make us a better pass-blocking offensive line and a better run-blocking offensive line.
What makes John Sullivan such a good center?
I think it's a combination, Paul, of being a smart football player, a technically sound football player, and a guy who has a strong desire to be good at the position. He wants to be good. He wants to work at it and make it happen. But
yeah,
you combine those smarts with his athletic ability, with his toughness, you got a chance to have a pretty good football player.
Leslie Frazier, head coach of the Vikings. I'm Paul Allen. It's an exclusive Vikings fan forum, exclusive to season ticket owners and sponsors. If you would like to submit a question, we have Leslie for about 15 more minutes, so you better hurry. It is *3 on your dial pad. Ask the head coach any question you want. Let Wobby screen it up with the VEN, and then we will try to get you through. We have a lot of people listening and a lot of people asking questions, and we thank all of you for your patience. Let's go to David Humble. David Humble, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, David.
Hi, Leslie.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
All right. How many hours do you actually spend a week preparing? And I thought of this question, too, afterwards. To scout quarterbacks, wouldn't they all have a pattern of an amount of time before they release the ball, and then the DBs will have a horn that sounds off at those times so they can react to the ball? I see many times where the DB doesn't turn when the ball's on the way. I mean, I just think that would be a good drill.
Mm. You might be right. I mean, that may be something to take a look at. But that's an issue for a lot of defensive backs in our league, trying to locate the football when it's in the air, especially when they're in man coverage. And it's something that every secondary works on. But with these quarterbacks being so accurate and these receivers being so athletic, it can be tough to defend a deep ball at times. In regards to, what was your first question again? Okay. I can't remember what the first question was, but everything that we're trying to do on offense.
Oh, it was about coaching, how many hours you put in and what goes
the hours
into it.
Put in, yeah. Ah, man, that can
be. About 25 a week.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is when practice is done, you get to be done.
Yeah.
And then you just have Karan and the rest of the associates here, you know, take a look at the film and just kind of plug it in for you, right?
Yeah, it could really that could really be the case. No, it doesn't work that way, PA.
How's it work?
Not quite like your job
at all.
Stop
that.
No.
That's not fair, sir.
But for us as a staff on Mondays and Tuesdays, those are really, really long days as we are looking back at the game that we had on Sunday and then beginning to prepare for the opponent coming up. And we spend quite a few hours at the facility on those days, and even on Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday we really begin to pare down a little bit as a staff to prepare for what we have to get done at the hotels or travel on that weekend. But throughout the week, I mean, you put in hours you think you have to put in to be successful in our business. Those are long days.
Does it become monotonous sometimes watching as much film as you guys do?
I don't want to say monotonous, because every time you look at tape, you end up finding another little nugget that might help you to win a game. So, you know, you put a lot of hours in watching tape, writing down notes, going through different things, but you tend to find more information the more tape you look at, and you just have to be careful in our profession about not getting too many ideas and trying to put that on the players, because you want them to play fast, and that's what you have to guard against. You know, you watch so much tape, and you see so many different things that people do to an opponent, and you say, well, maybe we should try this, or maybe we should try that. But you have to be careful, because what can your players do? What does your system say that they can do? And then stay within what you think is best for your players and your team.
How squared away are you right now for Jacksonville, September 9th, regular season and home opener?
Well, we have some ideas about the way we want to approach them, but as we are still identifying and finalizing what our roster is going to be, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Because the players on your team can dictate a little bit of what your strategy is going to be. So we've got to make sure that we get the right 53 before we get too far ahead of ourselves in regards to game planning for Jacksonville.
Leslie, philosophical question from a coaching standpoint. When you head into a game against your next opponent, do you guys immediately try to figure out what teams are bad at or what they're good at? In other words, do you try to find things that teams are struggling with and you start it there? We're going to attack this. You know what I'm saying?
I do. We usually take the approach, what are their strengths?
Yeah.
And how do we have to take away what they do best?
Yeah.
Because if you aren't able to handle that, you may never see the things you think you can take advantage of. You better find a way to stop things they're good at, because you may see that the whole game until you show you can take that away. So that's where we usually start with their strength.
William Blodgett wants to talk about the linebackers. William Blodgett, welcome to the Fan Forum.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having the call. Hi, Coach.
Hey,
I think about our division, Green Bay, Detroit, and Chicago, where we've got, six games against those guys. And we were pretty well abused by those teams, as I recall, last year. And I just, my one worry is our linebacker ability to handle those three quarterback receiver situations. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts about division play this year and what we might be doing differently to complete better with those teams, particularly Green Bay. If we only won two games a year, they need to be Green Bay twice.
Yes, I like that. I like that. You're right. Our division has gotten better. There's no question about it. Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, they're doing some things that have created our division to make it a little bit stronger across the board. For us, I think the things we've done this offseason will help us to compete within our division and hopefully surprise some people as well. But the acquisitions we made, the changes we made, we think will help us to be a better football team, which will make us not only more competitive in our division, but really push those teams that consider themselves to be the best teams in our division. But we think the change we've made, that's what we're hanging our hat on, and the work that we've had this offseason will help us to improve in our division.
Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs, joins about 10 minutes from now for a stadium update. So season ticket owners, sponsors, it is *3 on your dial pad if you would like to get a question screened and or queued up for Lester Bagley, an update on the Minnesota Vikings stadium plan. The Vice President joins us fewer than 10 minutes from now. Right now with Leslie Frazier, a few more questions. Rick Hurd. Rick Hurd, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum.
Hey, thank you very much. I just had a question. I'm sure everyone's thinking about this, but with Adrian Peterson, whenever you look at him on the sidelines or we see little highlights of him in practice, it looks like he wants to get on the field so badly that, is it getting hard to keep him off the field, I guess is my question. I know it's the best thing for him to do that, but is it getting hard to do that?
Rick, it's a good question, and I was just talking to Adrian this morning about, where we want to go this week and next week as well as we prepare for Jacksonville, and he definitely wants to get on the field, and you can't blame him. He's put in a lot of hard work throughout this offseason, through the period of time we've had him in training camp, and he's really worked his tail off, and it's paying dividends. He looks very, very good with some of the things we've thrown at him, but he also understands the importance of patience and the process and where he is. He's still in rehabilitation. He's still at a phase where he needs to do more football-related exercises with his teammates before we can say, okay, Adrian, you're ready for a game situation. So he understands that as much as he wants to be on the field in a live situation, it's a process, and we have to continue to take these steps so that when we do put him out on the field against opponents, he's confident and so are we. But more importantly, that he's confident that he can do the job that's required of him, and that we're confident as well that he's not at risk.
Safety Harrison Smith got his first start. How did he do?
Harrison did a great job. We were really impressed with his composure, his poise throughout, just the way he conducted himself throughout the game. And we had seen that, Paul, in his limited time in the San Francisco game and, of course, in practice as well. So it was encouraging when he got his first start, and he was still able to do some of the things we saw him do in practice. That's what you're always concerned about. Can a guy carry it over to game situations, even though they've looked good in practice? And he showed that he could handle game situations.
Mr. L. Raymond, number 41, next to him, seemed to play well from afar.
Yeah, I would say that Mistral is really developing into a quality safety. He probably had his best outing as a Viking, and for sure this offseason. So it was encouraging to see his maturation. He has more to learn. He's only in his second season, but he's coming along.
Leslie Frazier, Paul Allen, a couple of quickies here for the head coach. 5 minutes to go. Then Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs, with a stadium update at about 1:45. Thank you to the season ticket owners and sponsors for joining us for this exclusive Vikings Fan Forum event. Submit questions by pressing *3. Donna Richards. Donna Richards, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. It was great fun watching that game Friday night, and lots of good players. And I guess our North Dakota boy, Jimmy Clonsesser, you got replacements for him, I suppose, huh?
Well, Jimmy was a special guy for us for a long, long time here. In a lot of ways, we won't be able to replace Jimmy, but we have some young guys that we're counting on that will fill that role. But we miss Jimmy. He was not only a good football player, but just a good person in the locker room as well.
Red Ellison wears the number, the rookie from USC. We've seen him line up all over the place from a tight end standpoint. He has position flexibility, though, doesn't he? You can move him all over the place.
He does, and he's actually the guy that we're kind of counting on to fill those shoes that Jimmy occupied for so many years. And we're also, you know, asking Cal to do certain things, but Rhett is more that hybrid, the guy who can play on at the tight end position, but also line up at the fullback position, much like Jimmy did for us, and also catch balls out of the backfield or catch balls line up at the tight end position. And he's a young man that we're counting along with Alan Reisner. He's showing the potential to be able to help us in that area. Mickey Schuler.
Yep.
So we have some candidates that could possibly fill that role.
Josh Robinson, rookie cornerback from Central Florida. He also made his debut Friday night. And what are your opinion? What are your opinions of him so far?
Well, we were really impressed. You know, we missed him a great deal of training camp because of a hamstring injury. But he came out and he showed well in his debut as a Minnesota Viking. Was able to get his hands on some balls. Came up with a big hit on the call fumble that we had. I think it was in the second quarter.
Yeah.
So he did some things that flashed and made us believe that he's going to be a guy who can help us this season.
And does he have a skill set to him, Leslie, that complements your other corners really well? I mean, I guess everybody's trying to figure out exactly who Chris Cook is going to be. Regular season, game after game after game after game, we already know Winfield's one of the best, maybe the best tackling corner in the history of the NFL. But with Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, you're on your sidelines, Bill's sidelines. They go deep. A receiver got a step on him, and it looked like that he might tear away for a fade that could go to a touchdown, but you saw Josh recover, maybe after getting beat a little bit, and it's that recovery speed that's what he does that the others don't necessarily do, correct?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the fastest 40 time at the combine, and you know how good the athletes are that are at the combine when we have it in February in Annapolis. And you saw that speed show up in that situation that you just described. Hey, the guy had a step. He closed, I mean, like no other guy on our team can do. So that's what he brings to the table, his speed. It's a tremendous asset, and a lot of guys will have speed, but they can't transfer when you put shoulder pads on and get in game situations. But he's fast if you're just running sprints out here on the grass, but he's fast when you're doing it in a game as well. And
yep,
those guys are unique and rare.
Time for Robert Blanton to play, correct? Is the hamstring getting closer? It's been sad that he hasn't been able to play yet.
Yeah, we really would like to get him some action. We're going to see how he does this week in practice.
Good.
But we really would like to see him in a game situation.
Corner at Notre Dame, safety here, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So part of that, I mean, that's part of, you know, what you know, you hate to see the fact that he's injured because he's missing so much valuable time and making that transition from the corner position to the safety position. So
yeah,
Hopefully we'll get him back this week.
Last one, Joel Lorsung. Joel Lorsung. Here's head coach Leslie Frazier.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Paul. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Joel.
Hello.
On a gorgeous summer, Minnesota summer day, huh?
Well, it's just beautiful. Just
it
a slight breeze, no humidity. It's just fantastic.
Absolutely. Paul, to you, my comment is this. I love the simulcast. That's awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you very much. We're Pete Bursich, Ben Lieber. They're doing great work, and it's a privilege to work with this team.
I would love to hear it all season long. I know we can't, but I'll take
it. Me too.
Say, Coach, to you, my question is this. For your tight ends, I know Carlson's dinged up, and Rudolph, if I'm not mistaken, got dinged up on Friday night.
Right.
How are we looking for week one with those guys?
Well, Kyle got clearance today, so he'll actually be back at practice, which we're pleased with getting that news. And John, we'll learn a little bit more as the week goes on, but we think for sure, barring anything unforeseen, we should have both of those guys available for the Jacksonville game, which is what we were counting on when we signed John in the offseason. So we expect both of them to be ready to go when we play Jacksonville.
Leslie, in closing, anything you would like to share with the season ticket owners or the sponsors, given this is the final season ticket owner / sponsor fan forum that we will do up to the season, anything you would like to share with them before the Chargers game now and the Jacksonville game in like 3 weeks?
Well, I just want to thank all of our fans that are listening, that are on the line, and just for your support. It's been unwavering. We appreciate it. We look forward to kicking this season off in a few weeks and seeing all of you there. It's going to be a great experience for our team. We're looking forward to the 2012 season. It's been a long time since we hosted a season opener, so we want that place to be so loud on that day, and that will propel us to victory. So we look forward to seeing you on September 9th. We should have a lot of fun against San Diego on Friday night, and we look forward to seeing you then. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Best of luck with practice this week. Keep everybody healthy, all right? Leslie Frazier, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Paul Allen. We are happy now to be joined by Vice President of Public Affairs, Lester Bagley. He is the right-hand man to the ownership group in terms of securing a stadium. By golly, we have done it, but there still is plenty of work to do as Lester joins us now. Mr. Bagley, it's a beautiful Monday afternoon. What a wonderful day for practice. Also coming up about a half hour from now or an hour from now or so.
Yeah, no, it's a great day out at Winter Park, and you just heard from Coach Frazier, one of the finest men and finest leaders you'll ever meet. So proud to be on the same team with him. As he's busy putting together the roster, we're busy putting together the stadium deal, and we're excited about putting together a great venue for our fans, which will be ready, as you know, by 2016 season. We're just doing some things where we've organized our internal team and brought it down the Minneapolis-based Briggs & Morgan law firm. We've hired Jim Sima, who's done a project management role at the Philadelphia Eagles for their stadium.
Lincoln Financial, very nice.
So we've got him on board to be here and be on the site day-to-day. So we're working collaboratively with the Stadium Authority, with Michelle Kelm-Helgen, the chair, and Ted Mondale, the CEO. We have a shared mission. Let's build something beautiful, and we're on the same page. So here we go.
Any stadium-related questions for Lester Bagley? Same drill as with Leslie Frazier. *3. Press *3 on the dial pad. You can ask Lester a question about the stadium development. So what's next of significance? What's next?
Well, the big thing is to secure an architect.
Yeah.
And we've got requests for proposals are out. An RFP is out, and we have responses coming in from architects. There are, our guess is probably 4 or 5 of the major companies in this country that have built NFL stadiums are going to reply, we're working collaboratively with the Stadium Authority to hire the architect. That'll probably happen sometime in September, and once we get the architect on board, that's when you'll start to see, and fans will start to see, some of the vision and the opportunity. Then the new home for the Vikings will start to take shape right before our eyes here as we see the vision, and then about a year from now, into the spring, summer of 2013, we'll actually break ground and begin construction. But the next big step is get the architect and then start to design a facility that we all can be proud of and we're excited about.
Lester, do you have any idea what it's going to look like now? I mean, do the Vikings come into it with an idea of what they want it to look like, or does the architect get the final call on, here's the footprint, here's the money with which we have to work, and here's what's best?
Well, kind of a little bit of all of that. We do have the footprint identified. It's 33 acres, includes the current site where the stadium sits, the Metrodome site, plus all the back parking lot. And on the west side, on the front side, a couple of properties that will be part of that 33 acres, part of that site. So we have a site. We have the cost, which is $975 million, and what we'll get from the architects is vision, and so we want to have something that's world class. Of course, we want to have something that fits our market and fits our community, and we want to have a signature facility. So, I guess to answer the first part of your question, we don't really have a vision. We don't really know what we want to see, but we'll know it when we see it, and we know that these firms that we're going to hear from and these proposals that we're going to get in are going to be world class, and so we're very excited about this phase of the project.
10 minutes to go. Your questions regarding the stadium, the Minnesota Vikings Stadium, and the progress, and you know the who, what, where, when, and why as to how we have gotten here. Invited via the Vikings Fan Forum in exclusive fashion. *3 on your dial pad. *3. Philip Parsons. Philip Parsons, welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Lester, I was fortunate enough to be asked to be in a focus group when you were asking about the stadium, the shape of it, the design of it, and how to pay for it. In the group that I was in, it was virtually unanimous that they did not want to see PSLs, or personal seat licenses. But from what I'm hearing, you may be planning to have those. If you have them, what would be the range of from min to max that you would have depending on the quality of the seats?
Well, Phil,
and are you planning to have them?
Well, thanks for the question, and thanks for being involved in the process. And there will be opportunities for our fans and ticket owners to be involved as we go forward and do the market research that we need to do on tickets, as well as what the venue should look like, and what some of the things that we should what are some of the things we should focus on regarding you know, the fan experience in the stadium. So that's going to be very important to us, that we listen to our fans, and that we make sure we deliver a project that does serve the fans and does bring that tremendous game day experience that we've been sorely lacking in the current facility. In terms of the personal seat licenses, or as they were included in the legislation, they're SBLs, the Stadium Builders Licenses. What we're doing right now is taking a hard look at that issue. We do believe they're viable in this market, but we're not sure what level they may be. So we have a lot of market research to do, but we have to take a hard look at Stadium Builders Licenses. The Vikings and our ownership are putting in $477 million, which is about half, which is the third largest team contribution in the history of the league. So we've got to finance. We have to guarantee $477 million. So taking a hard look, there'll be plenty of time to provide feedback, that's where we are in this matter right now.
Next is David Wentold. David W., welcome to the Vikings Fan Forum.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for hosting. And Lester, thanks for taking my question. Two-part question. The first part, you know, was addressed a little bit, but just, you know, any more comments on the in-game experience of the game, you know, to some degree to compete with, say, high-definition television back home. And then the other is more of a recent update I saw on the blackout rules, and it looks like the Vikings took an option there through the NFL. Could you describe the percentage and how that works, if there's any financial implications? And, you know, to me that seems like it'll secure a run of, I believe it's 15 going on 16 straight years of sellouts at Metrodome.
Yeah, thanks for the questions. In terms of the in-game experience and what we're looking at there is, as I said, you know, opening up here and all the way through, and we'll continue to say and involve our fans. The game day experience in the NFL is paramount, and if you've been to other NFL stadiums, you see, or even the Twins ballpark, you know what the opportunities are in a stadium for the fans, and we're very, very focused on that. Given the NFL is unique in the sense that it's a one game a week program, there's a big build up. Our fans like to come early and like to stay late, so we're going to be looking for things like state of the art technology, whether it be high definition scoreboards and maybe opportunities to interact with interactive technology during the game in terms of stats and replays and things like that on your handheld devices, whether it be your cell phone or otherwise. So we're looking hard at that and just beginning to dig into that. Obviously, just, you know, widening the concourses and making more restrooms available, just the basics, which have been sorely lacking at the Dome, are something we, you know, hate to get excited about some of the basics, but just the opportunity to have more food selection, better food, lots more opportunities, and the chance to get your hot dog and get back in your seat at halftime without missing any of the third quarter. And then lastly is the plaza, and you know, the game day plaza, where we're going to have an opportunity for fans to gather and a place to hang out and kind of tailgating with cars and tailgating without cars, but program space with bands and a chance to hang out with fellow Viking fans. We're very, very excited about that. And in terms of the blackout rules, we did take advantage of the NFL's program or opportunity to have a flexible seat manifest, and basically we took about 10% of our seats out of operation where if we can get about 90% ticket sales, then we're guaranteed to have games on television. This was about the fans. This was about a chance. It was a business decision, but it was with our fans in best interest at heart. We want to make sure that all Viking games are on television, and that's what this decision was about. It won't affect fans. We will make every effort to sell every ticket, and our ticket crew is working hard at it right now, and we appreciate the fan support and buying tickets and coming out to see us, but we got a little bit of flexibility to guarantee or make sure that make every effort to have every single game on television.
We're running out of time here on the Vikings Fan Forum. Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs, is our guest. We'll try to get in as many questions as we can near the end, but just to service a bunch of questions we have on the same topic, I'll just handle it. The retractable roof.
Right.
Everybody wants to know about the retractable roof, the viability, the cost. What are your thoughts on it? Can you just give us an overview on that?
Yeah, and I'll try to be quicker in my answer. Maybe the roof is a very important, or a retractable feature is a very important element for our organization, because we believe it enhances the fan experience, the game day experience, but we do have a $975 million budget, so our stadium is going to cost $975, and that includes whatever retractable feature we can build in. And we're motivated to try to put a retractable window or a wall that maybe opens up onto the plaza, but it's all about the fan experience. We're going to work hard on it. During this period of the next 6-9 months or so, as the architect gets going, design and concept, that's where and when we'll have the answer to what will be the retractable feature in the facility.
Earl Bozer with a season ticket related question. Earl Bozer, hello, Earl.
Good afternoon.
Well, you're not Earl. You
beautiful
sound like
day.
Earl. Okay. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Okay.
I have Lester Bagley
yes.
here. What's going on?
Well, my question is, what about the current long-term season ticket holders? Will they have a chance to sit in the same area of the stadium as we are used to, or will that be changed?
Yeah, Earl, thanks for the call.
Pearl.
Pearl, sorry.
No
Earl
problem.
The Pearl.
Right.
Thanks for your call and your question, and it's an important one. We get it frequently, so I appreciate the chance to answer it. And when we see the design work that's going to start here shortly and go over the next year, we'll start to see opportunities. And if you look at most of the NFL stadiums, particularly all of them have been built in the last 10 or 15 years, I think there's 25 of them, that there's now a lot more seats between the goal lines. People want to sit between the goal lines, and less seats in the end zone, less seats in the upper deck end zone, which are hard tickets to sell, frankly.
Yeah.
So part of it will be the design, but as we go through this process and as we talk to the owners' reps and folks who have done built stadiums, we know that our fans they'll be assigned a number, like the Twins ballpark. You know, you'll be assigned based on your longevity and based on your location, you'll have a pretty good place in line to purchase tickets or whatever, you know, club seats or whatever you might be interested in. But I think the bottom line is to answer your question: yes, you will have the opportunity to get a similar location as you have now, because there'll be a lot more opportunities for more seats between the goal lines and better seats. There'll also be some affordable seats, and we're committed to that program too. So there's a affordable seat component, but you as a ticket owner, as all season ticket owners, will have an opportunity to acquire or purchase the ticket that roughly in the area that you currently have.
How many wins this year?
You're not going to get me on that one. But
why not?
Many. I love this team.
Take care of that little 85% thing starting out 7-1.
I'm buying.
I don't even have to worry about it.
I'm buying into the hype. I've been hearing you talk
hype.
About it. You're getting me excited.
It's real. Didn't you watch Friday?
I watched, and then I watched it again. I listened to you on simulcast. It was
I watched
I'm
it three times, not because of me, but to watch how good we looked against the Bills. Wasn't it just terrific?
It was awesome. We're off to a great start.
And I can't, you know what, seriously, I mean, on behalf of the Vikings, Lester, Leslie, the Wilson, everybody, you probably can't thank people enough for coming to Mall of America Field. I mean, it's great with the dedication and the love for the team. But to sit here across from you for 15 minutes and envision these wide concourses and the plaza and just how wonderful the stadium's going to look, I think it just begs people from this organization continually thanking people for paying money to come to that building to watch their team.
Absolutely, and it's a partnership. And, you know, this is about, you know, we secured this team. The Wolf stepped up and closed the deal. Put in probably more money than they maybe should have or wanted to. But closed the deal. That was the only way the deal was going to get done. And it was and when their fans came through at the end of the legislative process and delivered the message to the legislators and the governor and our leaders in our state to get this thing done, that was huge. It was one of the most monumental parts of the whole stadium deal was when the fans came through. So this is about the fans. This is a labor of love. We want to make a facility or build a facility that will work for the fans, that we can be proud of, that's world-class. And we're very excited about it. We were just out in San Francisco, and we saw they're about a year or so ahead of us out there. They've got a sales center. They've got construction going. And the organization and the fan base is very excited and happy to keep updating our fans as we move forward, because our fans are going to get more and more excited as the reality here comes together.
Lester, thank you very much for the time, and have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay.
Hey, season ticket owners and sponsors, we want to remind you before we end the Fan Forum event, you will have the ability to leave a post-event comment upon the conclusion of this call. So please don't hang up right now, because this will allow you to leave any additional feedback along with the question you were going to ask if you did not have the chance to ask a live question. And on behalf of Lester Bagley and Leslie Frazier, head coach of the Vikings, we thank everybody for their inclusion today with this exclusive event. Some behind-the-scenes types made this happen, like Dan and Hallscotter, Ryan Cardinal, Mike Wabshaw, Bob Hagan, and Jeff Anderson. And for all of us here with the Minnesota Vikings, I'm Paul Allen. Come see us play on Friday night against the San Diego Chargers, and make sure to attend the September 9th regular season and home opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Some very, very promising things are taking place with the Minnesota Vikings right now, and we thank you for watching and or listening to the progress. Have a wonderful day. Best of luck to you all, okay? Bye-bye.